Welcome to the United Adoration podcast series, A Place of Beauty. This series is a companion to our devotional of the same name. Here we invite artists and non-artists alike to meditate on scripture, consider their identity, struggles, and creative process in the light of the true Creator, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today is Monday, the 20th of December, 2021. Kate Blewett reads her poem, You Made Us in Your Image, with music excerpt from Chris Massa's Apologia Symphony.
Almighty God, you made us in your image. Each one of us is born to show your face. As Triune God, you suffer no division. Unite us by your all-suffusing grace. Give fearlessness when we contend with evil. Let us refuse to give oppression peace. You give us, Lord, the freedom of your people. Give courage, too, till all oppressions cease. Oh, let us use the gifts you give us rightly, for justice in our homes and in our lands, until the glory of your name shines brightly, and not a stone of death's dominion stands. All praise the Father, all who bear God's image, and praise the ever-living, loving Son. All praise the Spirit, guiding still our mission to live and love, till all may live as one.
Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah in the 58th chapter, starting at the first verse.
Shout out, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast but do not see? Why humble ourselves but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble yourself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? when you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindication shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am."
The Lord speaks these words to Isaiah, not about those who do not know God, but to the very people chosen by God to reflect his image. His people have labored in religious ceremonies, but have languished in love and charity. And in doing so, the ones created to be the Imago Dei, the image of God, no longer reflect that image to the world. In response, the Lord tells Isaiah to shout out, "Do not hold back." Think back to a time when you had to deliver a difficult message to those you loved. How did it make you feel? How did they respond? Conflict does not equal condemnation. Instead, conflict can be an invitation into a deeper relationship in which healing and restoration are extended to those who may be at enmity. Ask the Lord whether there is any conflict in you, with another person, with him, with yourself. Talk to him about this conflict, knowing that the Lord delights in the forgiveness and restoration of all relationships. As we read the passage again, ask the Lord to bring to your mind how it might apply to your life where you are in the world.
Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast but do not see? Why humble ourselves but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble yourself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindication shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am."
In the art form of mosaics, broken shards reflect shalom as their different shapes and colors are carefully placed side by side, bound together in mortar to reflect a new imagination of beauty. One might say it is an artistic representation of reconciliation. How might the Lord be calling you to be a reconciler? As you consider this, pray for God's strength and courage to step forward, to shout aloud, and not hold back the healing available in Christ. Using the Prayer for Social Justice from the Book of Common Prayer 2019, let us pray. Almighty God, you created us in your own image. Grant us grace to contend fearlessly against evil and to make no peace with oppression. And help us to use our freedom rightly in the establishment of justice in our communities and among the nations, to the glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.